Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, it's a pleasant day with clear skies. Temperatures are comfortable, making it ideal for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect mild conditions as the evening approaches. Haifa also enjoys fine weather, while in Eilat, it's warm as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports from earlier today that IDF troops found a Hezbollah booby trap containing a massive 2,000-pound bomb in southern Lebanon. Also, according to Ynet, Iran's enriched uranium likely remains hidden at the Isfahan site, as the IAEA chief discussed possible solutions earlier today. Also this hour, I-24 News details a knife attack in London, injuring two Jewish pedestrians, with the suspect now in custody. Separately, the Forward highlights Hassan Piker's controversial comments favoring Hamas and pushing Democrats to adopt anti-Israel stances, as reported earlier today. And finally, Axios notes that former President Trump announced a politically sensitive 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs posted minutes ago that recent attacks on Jewish institutions in the UK are out of control, calling for decisive action from Prime Minister Keir Starmer. According to Ynet News, UK leaders condemned the London stabbing amid rising anti-Semitic incidents, with community security volunteers having detained the suspect before police arrived. Emily Schrader shared shocking footage minutes ago of the Golders Green stabbing, noting that the victims are in serious condition. Now for more on those stories. Starting with southern Lebanon, JNS reports that the IDF's discovery of the large bomb comes as tensions remain high along the border. The device was strategically placed to target Israeli soldiers, highlighting ongoing hostilities. This discovery underscores the volatile situation and the continued threat from Hezbollah. Turning to Iran, Ynet outlines that the IAEA's discussions with Russia and other nations about relocating Iran's enriched uranium face significant diplomatic challenges. The complexity of the operation reflects ongoing concerns about nuclear proliferation. The outcome could impact regional security and international relations. Meanwhile, in London, I-24 News covers the stabbing of two Jewish pedestrians, which has sparked criticism from Israeli officials. Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell urged the UK government to address growing anti-Semitism. This attack raises concerns about the safety of Jewish communities abroad. Separately, the Forward highlights Hassan Piker's live stream comments supporting Hamas and suggesting Democrats shift their stance on Israel. His remarks have drawn criticism and concern from the Jewish community. The debate over such views could influence political discourse in the United States. And finally, Axios reports that Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon enters a delicate political phase. While Netanyahu may find the proposal challenging, it offers a potential path toward broader regional peace. Such developments hold significant implications for future diplomatic talks. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israeli pharmaceutical giant Teva has acquired Emalex for about $900 million, enhancing its portfolio with a new treatment for Tourette syndrome in children. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Teva's acquisition of Emalex could bring a much-needed treatment for Tourette patients, aligning with the company's growth strategy. And finally, CTEC highlights that Teva's move to acquire Emalex strengthens its pipeline, supporting its Beyond Growth strategy with innovative healthcare solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.